FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
I want to get straight to our guest. Very excited to speak with Jenna Lee on Twitter at Jenna Lee USA with Smart Her News. Jenna, it's an honor to talk to you. Thanks for squeezing us in today.
Oh, gosh, Annie, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I mean, the news, there's like a million places that I could start. But obviously, with a looming government shutdown and the president speaking now in Washington, and we're kind of listening in to see if he commits or not, the deal, whether or not he goes with it or he doesn't, what do you think that this president is going to be able to do after Friday with what he's going to need outside of that $1.3 billion that he could agree to?
That's so interesting. You just wonder where the story goes from here, right?
I mean, mm-hmm.
That's the question. We've been so locked into this sort of play-by-play with politicians. Who says what, you know, who's moving which puzzle piece forward or backward, you know, how is it all going to come together? And I really wonder what's next for the president as far as how he's going to tell this story, because that's what it really all comes down to, is not just the dollars and the cents and actually what's going to happen with the wall, but how the story is then further told. So we do know he has some options to access some, you know, emergency funds if he wanted to. He keeps alluding to the fact that there's going to be more money that's going to go towards the border wall or a border barrier or whatever you'd like to call it. So he's going to have to get more specific about that if he wants to tell the story of it being a success. I think that there's a little too much gamesmanship right now where people are saying this is a failure, this is a success for the president. Let's see how it plays out. I think in general the American public is probably tired of this issue.
Totally. You know? Yes.
I know I'm not going out on a limb there probably, Eddie, for any of us.
No, I'm...
You know, there's only so much you know bandwidth it has. So I wonder if this, you know, if we could let the issue settle, if there's some sort of an agreement here, and then sort of pick it up. I just wonder what the public appetite for it will be. We do know it's important for the president's base, but we are entering an election period. So how important is it going forward to the president? And we do know, unfortunately, you know, really from, I don't know, mid-2019, any sort of major legislative victories are probably not going to happen simply because you're moving into such a heightened election time. So it's interesting timing. I think you're right. The president has to do something if he wants to further with a border wall or border funding in the immediate, probably before this summer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. But I kind of feel like we just need to take a deep breath and see how this all plays out.
Isn't it crazy to think that, you know, if the United States is truly the leader of the free world, this seems to be the only issue that we've been discussing for like 8 weeks now or something like that, that this is the only thing that's been really in the conversation on a national scale regarding the business of the American people.
You know what's interesting about that? You know, I run this website, smarternews.com, and mm-hmm. smarthernews.com. And one of the things I try to do after spending so many years in the 24-hour news cycle is take a big step back and think about what do consumers really need to know. You know, what does the American public really need to know? Do they need to know the play-by-play of this border debate all the time? And, you know, it's interesting. We only get so many facts about what's happening at the U.S. southern border periodically. The facts actually don't change. You know, we do know certain things about the border, right? We do know that there's a heightened amount of unaccompanied children coming across the border, for example, and that's been a problem for months. We know that even though historically the number of apprehensions at the border isn't high in the last decade, it still has moved higher during this presidential administration, enough to alarm Border Patrol agents. So it's interesting, like, those facts don't necessarily change, and I think one of the things we can do as journalists is to go back and just revisit, these are the facts at the border. What people do with these facts in politics is a totally separate story, but it's really important for the American public just to know, you know, what is an accurate picture of what's happening at the U.S. border, and that's important, but there's probably a couple other stories that are also important to have on your radar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, your journey to creating smarthernews.com and taking what you've done in the past, you know, you had a very prominent role in Fox News, and being able to apply it here in a lot of ways on your own terms is so admirable for me to be able to see you do this and be successful at it. I want to talk a little bit about the temperature of the culture of the news media, the way we consume it as American citizens. I mean, there certainly is an entertainment level that can drive the news cycle one direction or the other. But just from being able to cover it on a day-to-day basis and now step back and do it in this entirely new digital way that you've presented it, Is this an exhale for you, as a little bit more than a constant holding of your breath?
Well, that's so interesting you say it that way, because sometimes I feel like I just can't catch up. You know, being an entrepreneur is not something I ever thought I would be. Annie. You know, I never was like, I really want to start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just really wanted to be a journalist, you know, and that's a goal that I've always had, and that's something I always keep coming back to. So this has been a struggle to kind of figure out the right digital platform and how to serve it to people. And here's what I really realized. You know, I became a journalist because I actually wanted to serve the public. And that might sound naive, but that I really do think that freedom of the press is important for our democracy. I think journalists play an important role. But at the end of the day, it's really about customer service. And so what I saw in, you know, my last decade of work at Fox News and beyond that is sort of this move away. And it didn't just happen immediately. I mean, this has happened over a long period of are we really serving the public what they need? If we're really thinking about that person that's in St. Louis or that person that's in Chicago, like, are we really meeting their needs doing what we do on television news every day? I think that's a big question. I felt like I wasn't necessarily providing the best customer service. And at the end of the day, a lot of people are on their phones. They're on social media. You have to meet them where they are and create something that's very convenient for them. The news should not aggravate them. It should make them feel empowered to feel more informed. It should be nonpartisan, and they should be able to access opinions as they want. But at the end of the day, the most important person in the news is the American public. It's not the anchor spouting off, you know, an opinion piece. It's not even the politicians that we cover, because every single one of those people only gets power from the public. So I really felt driven and motivated and inspired to think, okay, if I really think about the consumer first, like the citizen first, what do they need and how can I use my experience to build them something that would help them? And that's how I came up with Smarter News.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I want to encourage people to follow you on Twitter at Jenna Lee USA and go to smartHerNews.com. And on this is I'm like obsessed with this. I'm a 34-year-old female conservative talk show host, and so that's probably not the most normal thing for a 34-year-old female to do, to put yourself out there as a conservative on a daily basis. But the thing that you have here on your website that I just respect just so much is you say that news fails to keep up with her, not the other way around. You're talking about the woman, the consumer that you're talking to here. And you say the philosophy is simple. Quality shows respect. You said true empowerment is providing a woman solid information and then getting out of her way. As if we aren't these little, you know, vessels that need to be input the information that obviously as a woman, you're going to want to think this, 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 and this. So you download the program, you upload it to the woman, and then she goes on her merry feminist way. Well, how did you get to the point where you decided to take this angle on the news?
So it really comes from just thinking about, you know, every election period, the question of the woman voter comes up because she's really important. And for any business, a woman comes up because she's the number one consumer in her household. And, I have two young children, two toddlers at home, and this idea came really from looking at, you know, my fellow girlfriends and thinking, well, what do they really need? And watching them respond when there'd be those talking about news events and seeing that they felt out of the loop, you know, and here are very capable women, you know, whether they were staying at home or career moms or single and didn't have any kids. And it was really across the board. And I thought, you know, it's so interesting. Here everyone loves to talk about women's issues, but no one is actually making anything easier for the life of the American woman at all. Like, we're actually making the expectations higher. So she's actually having to multitask more. So I thought, well, what happens if I just started with her as the inspiration? You know, what does she need? She needs something that between 30 seconds and 3 minutes, she feels informed. And if I give her high-quality information on a regular basis, then over the accumulative period that she reads my site, then it's just going to grow for her because she's able to retain the information, and it's, again, good quality information. But, you know, I didn't just create the site just for women, too. I mean, the bulk of our users are women.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of felt like it's kind of like going back to, you know, when you open the door first for a woman and she walks through, like, the door is still open for a man.
Yeah, amen.
And what I found is a lot of men like the website, too. So I think of it as smarter news, you know, inspired by the American woman. But you can think of her as me, as Jenna. Like, I'm the editor behind Smarter News, and I'm pulling together what I think, you know, someone that's really busy in America needs to know just so they have a baseline. And we've been successful. It's a really remarkable, the feedback, Annie. I so appreciate you sharing your story. You know, all the audience is huge of women and men who would like nonpartisan news. And I was told over and over again, even as I was trying to figure out my next step in my career, that the only way I could be successful is if I became more opinionated. And that's just not in my nature. And I have all our audience is liberal, is conservative. They're just interested. They're like interested Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they're patriots. They just want to know what's going on in the world and just leave them alone from the shouting. And it's been so inspiring because they inspire me, my audience, on a regular basis. They write me notes. They tell me how much it's affected their lives. And a lot of them say, Annie, that they haven't turned on a television in a couple years. And I think that's very telling about where the consumer is headed and what they actually need.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I encourage everyone to go check out the website, smarthernews.com. One, I got about a minute left here, Jenna. And my question to you is the Democratic Party putting up, you know, candidate after candidate now for 2020. We have a lot of females that have put their name out there. And we have Cory Booker today saying that he'd look first to a woman for VP. Do you see that as pandering, or do you think that that's an important in this day and age, in 2019, that's where we need to be heading with our elected officials?
From my reporting through the last several elections and now interacting with citizens on a regular basis and getting their feedback, I think the American citizen, male or female, feels insulted that their vote is simply going to go to someone because of their gender or because of the color of their skin. So I think any party that just thinks this is the way that we're going to lock in somebody is wrong. And I also think that the citizen is actually getting more information, better information, and is more informed than ever. So the issues are going to matter, and it's not just going to be surface level. It's just not.
Yeah. Jenna, I love the attitude towards the consumer, the fact that you can provide them information and that they're adult enough to handle it. They'll take it from there. They'll process it and move forward with their lives without having to feel as though they need to be told their daily talking points. So smarthernews.com is the website. Jenna Lee, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Annie. Anytime.
Absolutely. We'll be talking to Jenna soon again, I hope.